Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
All right, calm down. Let me tell you what. I'm faster than welding anyway. Hey, you bet I play golf better than you. I'll make you cry next time we're out there. You don't even know. You don't even know. We get silly at the bridge, don't we? Somebody will come in and tell us we can't do it eventually, but till then, we're going to have some fun. I want to talk about family. I want to talk about crazy family, because that's what I have, so I can't tell you about anything else. Oh, my goodness. So let's start, though, with this Bible verse. I'm coming in right where Weldon left off. I thank Jesus for appointing me to serve him. This is Paul. He's writing a letter to Timothy. That's a young man that he was bringing up. And Paul's talking about himself now. And he says, I thank Jesus for appointing me to serve him. I used to speak evil things against Jesus. I try to hurt his followers. I really pushed them around, but God showed me mercy anyway. I did those things without knowing any better. I wasn't a believer. Here is a saying that you can trust. It should be accepted completely. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst sinner of all. Present tense. But for that very reason, hello, God showed me mercy. I am the worst of sinners. Present tense. You know, a lot of times in church they talk about used to be. I used to be. Some of us still are. Me and the Apostle Paul still are sinners. He showed me mercy so that Christ Jesus could show that he is very patient.
Yes, sir.
I was an example for those who would come to believe in him. Then they would receive eternal life. Paul is saying, I'm the worst one. That's why Jesus saves me, is so everyone else could see that he is patient, because he's dealing with me after all the things that I did wrong.
Right, right, right.
That's his testimony.
Yeah.
It's not, I used to be crooked, now I'm straight, check me out. I've heard a lot of those testimonies. That's not his testimony. His testimony is, I was a sinner who called out to God and God answered me. Okay? That's the only testimony I'm putting out to my family at all. I'm not trying to be the holy one in the family. I'm not trying to be a righteous one. I'm not trying to be the church goer, Bible thumper, whatever else they want to try. I said, well, hold up. I'm a sinner. I may be more honest about that than the rest of you. It's not lost on me that I'm a sinner. That's why I go down to that building. That's what that building's for. That's where y'all belong there, because you're a sinner like me. That's the testimony I'm trying to give you. Don't make me the holy one in this family. I can't live up to that. And I'm with Weldon. If you can't see the changes God's putting in my life, I might as well not tell you anything about it. Right? You can see it for yourself. If you can, if you are, you know, trying to, you know, la 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 and all that, you well, then I can't fix that. But what we're talking about here is sometimes family have a way of manipulating us a little bit on that, don't they? Sometimes there's woof woof woof, and I have to, you know, try and disprove whatever it is that they're saying, and that's a game. And what I've discovered about this game is there's no way to win this game. If you put that manipulation move on me, I never get to the place where they say, well done, you're fantastic. That day never arrives. The other thing I want to bring up here is there a point where our parents can get on, or our older relatives, where they can get on something so crazy where the right thing is to tell them no? Okay? It got quiet in here. Where they're on something so crazy and wrong and a bad idea, where we say, no, I love you, I want to help you, I want to make you happy. No, not going to happen. Can we conceive of this moment? Now, I'm going to tell you very, very quickly. I'm going to tell you how that moment was how I learned to have that moment. Now, in my family, like I said, they're crazy. And the craziest one is my grandmother. Now, when I turned, I mean, that was like where it all came down from, is grandmother. It's in the genes, you know. And when I turned 16, I'm not making this up. The family came together and they said, "It's your turn to babysit grandma." I said, "How's that?" They said, "We've had enough. So it's on you. You got a driver's license, you got a car, that's you. You taking care of grandma." I said, "Well, what does this job entail?" They said, "Well, whatever she wants, you hook it up." I said, "Well, I didn't see this coming. Somebody should have broke it to me slowly or something. You know, this is bad." Now, the thing you have to understand about my grandma is she loved to do all kinds of things that a 16-year-old boy didn't have any interest in. You follow what I'm saying? She said, "Well, I want to go visit my, you know, friend, and I have to get in the car, drive her. Yes, ma'am, whatever you want." She loved to fish. This woman, that's how country my family is now. Don't talk about it. That woman loved to fish all day, every day. She would fish and fish. So I took her somewhere with her and her sister. They're fishing, and I'm doing what came natural to me, which was taking a nap in the car. And all of a sudden, I heard the loudest bang you ever heard out in the middle of the woods. I came to us. Did I just dream that happened? And then I heard a second bang. I mean, bang, loud bang. I go running back to where my grandmother was. I don't have the creativity to make it up. She's got a .38 pistol. Snub-nosed police special. Pointed it at the ground. Yells, "Snake!" I run up, grab the pistol from the snake's in 12 pieces. I don't know why she's still firing. I grab the pistol from her, and I'm like, "Where did you even?" Well, we had it in the over here with the tackle box and this and that, and I said, "Now, I've got to take, you understand what it comes next? I got to take this gun back to my uncle and explain why the bullets is missing while I'm babysitting these two." So I said, "Well, look, I was, there was fishing, and suddenly there was gunfire." "Well, where were you?" "Well, I was patrolling the area, keeping everything safe." And they saw a snake, and they thought the best way to handle that was a .38. So they started randomly firing it. And this whole family came down on me like a load of bricks. "How are you going to let your grandmother fire a gun? She can't see 2 feet in front of her. And you know, if there's a snake, why don't you kill the snake?" I mean, they all chewed me out and whatever. Now, here's what I'm trying to say is the next time I took my grandmother fishing, you follow me? We had a little lecture. First of all, who's got a weapon? Put your weapons on the table. We ain't going anywhere. I'm confiscating all the weaponry before we go fishing. I don't care what you think. I don't care how mad you get. If you want to go fishing, that's how that's going to go. See, I learned how to say no to my grandmother. Y'all follow me? That came early on. It doesn't mean I don't love her. It doesn't mean I don't respect her. I still took her fishing. Y'all follow what I'm saying? But sometimes we have to learn that. I'm going to take you through 5 quick steps, real, real quick. First thing is obedience to parents. That's what happens when you're a child, right? You have a child. You tell the child, "Look both ways before you cross the street." The child says, "Well, I don't want to." You say, "We ain't taking a quiz here. This ain't a poll. No, you don't have a vote." "Look both ways before you cross the street if you want to live in my house and eat." You still follow what I'm saying? If the car don't hit you, I definitely will. Look both ways before you cross the street. Obedience, right? That's when they're little. Now, when you get bigger, what you're supposed to do is, as Weldon was talking about, as the Bible talks about, we're going to bring honor to our parents. That means we live a better life. It means we try and do what we can to make sure that the family name is coming up in the world. And we may have our wild years when we're, you know, in our younger years, but we settle down like a lot of us are in this room and trying to get our life together. We're going to bring honor to our parents. That's different from shot calling on the parents' part. This is bringing honor to them. That's what we're going to do. The third thing we're doing is we're going to carry that church forward. We're going to take everything that we learned from our parents, and we're going to sort of stand on their shoulders. We're going to take things further and do more and be wiser and be better lined out than our parents were, because that's, we owe that to them. They've given us a start. Now we need to take that to the next level. And then the next phase there is protecting and caring for your parents, right? They may want to shoot a gun when they're fishing. No, you cannot. I'm going to protect you from your crazy ideas. It's not because I don't love you. It's not because I don't honor you. I do all that, but we can't have that. And then the last phase here is parenting your parents. That's when your parents, God bless them, they might get a little older to where they don't know, you know, some of them get where they don't know what day of the week it is and all that kind of stuff. They get to where they can't take care of themselves. And then you have to make decisions and be in charge of your parents' life and their situation. So you get to a point where that whole thing turns around. And this is meant to gradually happen over time, over the years, and so on and so forth. But we get into problems when we don't move through those phases where parents are trying to call every shot. We're trying to let them do whatever they, you know, whatever, and getting us all messed up. And we're not doing enough to protect them and look out for them and help them out. The bottom line here that I'm drawing is I will be deciding how best to bring honor to this family. That's my responsibility. I'm supposed to figure out how to honor you and how to make this family a better family. And it's up to you to decide to receive that. I've given a lot of honor to my family name. Some of them are confused as to whether what I'm doing is good or whether I'm a good person, whatever. I can't do anything about that. It's up to you to decide to receive the good work that I'm doing to bring honor to this family and to do a good job and to love on people and help them and take care of them. If you can't receive that, if you're, as Weldon was talking about, if you're stuck on something else, that's between you and God. I can't sort that out for you. Final point, and let's bring up this last verse and we'll make our final point. Jesus said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, let me go home first and bury my father." Jesus said, "He's already dead, so he doesn't know that you're leaving without him. He won't care because he's dead." Well, he said it nicely. He said, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another man said, "I'll follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. I can't leave without saying goodbye." Jesus said, "No one puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." You got to make a decision. I'm going to live this godly life. And you have. You've done that. That's why you're here. I'm going to make a decision to live a godly life and be a godly person, bring honor to this family, to take care of this family and help them out. I got my hand to the plow and I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. And I'm not trying to make my family happy. I'm not worshiping my family. My family didn't die on the cross and family can't take me to heaven. I'm here to serve them and help them and love them and lift them up. But I'm not here to let them call shots over all that. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you.